This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillah fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa salawatuhu wa salamuhu ala afdali khalqillah ala sayyidina wa habibina rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahabatihi wa man walah. أما بعد يا عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله في السر والعلانية فإن مخافة الله رأس الحكمة. الحمد لله الحمد لله نشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى على ما هداه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in a sound hadith that Abu Darda relates, قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من سرك طريقا يبتغي فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة وإن العالم لا يستغفر له من في السماوات ومن في الأرض حتى الحيتان في الماء وفضل العالم على العابد كفضل القمر ليلة البدر على سائر الكواكب وفي رواية وفضل العالم على العابد كفضل على أدناكم وإن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهم وإنما ورثوا العلم فمن أخذه أخذ بحظ وافر صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا حديث إمام الترمذي وأبو داود رضي الله عنه relate this hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said that whoever seeks a path desiring knowledge, so you set out on a path. Salik is one of the names that you find, especially in North Africa, Salik, the idea of the seeker, somebody saraka, salkan, to go down a path, the maslak. Whoever seeks a path of knowledge, seeking knowledge, Allah will make easy for them a path to Jannah. In other words, seeking knowledge itself will facilitate your path to paradise. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا. The angels will actually place down their wings to the seeker of knowledge, لطلب العلم رضا بما يصنع, because they're so pleased with what that individual is doing. And then the Prophet ﷺ said that everything in the heavens and the earth asks forgiveness for somebody who's a scholar, somebody who knows. Not a scholar in an academic sense, but somebody who knows the deen of Allah, who understands why they're created and has fiqh in the deen. So even the, and in a riwayah, it's the whales that ask forgiveness, even hatta namla fi juhriha, even the ant in the ant hill makes istighfar for the seeker of knowledge, for the scholar. And then he said that the scholars are the inheritors of the Prophet. Warathatul Anbiya. Wirathe is what you gain when somebody dies. So when the Prophets die, what did they leave behind? They left behind the treasures of knowledge. And that those treasures of knowledge have inheritors. But the inheritors don't simply get it by just being in some line of lineage, like a person whose father dies and they inherit their wealth. This inheritance takes effort. You don't get it by simply sitting around. It takes effort. And the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith sahih that Muawiyah radhiallahu anhu relates, من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for, Allah gives them understanding of the deen. يفقهه في الدين. And this is jumla shartiya. The students of Arabic here in the intensive, this is jumla shartiya. وَالشَّرْطٌ مَحْصُورٌ فِي الْمَشْرُوطِ. So when the Prophet ﷺ said, the condition whoever Allah wants good for, Allah gives understanding of the religion, not fiqh, like knowing the ahkam of wudu and tahara and salah. That's part of fiqh, but that's not the meaning of the hadith. The salaf understood fiqh. The faqih was the one in pre-Islamic Arabic, the Jahili Arabic. The faqih was the one who could see a pregnant sheep amidst the flock before others recognized it. Yastambitun. They saw what was inside. That's the faqih. It's somebody who understands deeply. It's not somebody who has a superficial knowledge. And this is why the usuliyun are the, according to Imam al-Qushayri, the usuliyun, the people that know how to do this istinbat, these he called them quwad al-ummah. They're the generals. The general in Greek, the Greek word for general is strategos, which is where we get our word strategy from. The usulis have ma'alat. They look what's down the road. They look what's going on down the road. They make their decisions based not simply on what's expedient at the moment or at the time. These aren't ad hoc decisions. They think about what is going to happen down the road. That's the usuli scholar. But the important thing is this inheritance that the Prophet ﷺ gave. And this is a famous hadith of Abu Huraira went into the marketplace and said, the Prophet's inheritance is being distributed in the masjid. All the merchants ran from their shops because they thought it was something that he had left behind from material things. When they got there, they didn't find anything other than circles of learning. And they said, where's the inheritance? He said, this is the inheritance. This is the inheritance. And one of the great blessings is for you to have the time to study. Many people are preoccupied. There are people in most Muslim countries, many people start working when they're 11, 12 years old. Many places, they don't have this extended adolescence where they get a chance to study. There's people, we know every year in Egypt, in India, in these places, there are people that commit suicide because their grades were not good enough to get into higher education. Because there's a limited number of spaces. So just the privilege of being able to study is an immense thing. So this inheritance, which is, it lies in the books, waiting for people like the Nabash, the one who goes into the graves to get what was buried with the dead people. There's people that get up at night, that's when the Nabash works. They work at night, they don't work in the daytime because people will see them in the graveyard. They sneak out at night, right? That's when they do it. Man ram al-ula bighayri kaddin, right? If you think that you can get this without effort, adha' al-umr fi talab al-muhali. You're wasting your time seeking what's impossible. There has to be effort. When I returned to Mauritania many, many years later, I had left a chest of all the books that I had, but I had written, and I'd forgotten this, I had written on the chest and taped it onto the chest. So every time I opened it to get a book, I saw this. It was from Imam Asawi. He said, هذا العلم لا يناله أحد بالكسل. You won't get this knowledge with laziness. كسبياً كان أو وهبيا. Whether it's acquired through effort or whether it's given by God. There has to be kid. There has to be effort. And that's how you get this inheritance. It's there for whoever wants it. And whoever gets it will be honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. If you get the real inheritance, not the arrogance that goes often with having knowledge, thinking yourself better than other people, because you're not seeing the minnah of Allah. Allah gave it to you. مَنْ يُرِيدُ اللَّهِ بِهِ خَيْرًا Allah gave it to you. Yes, your effort was from yourself and you'll be rewarded for that. But the privilege of studying, the time to study, the ability, the intelligence, all those things are from Allah. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, if he ever saw anybody in ibtila, and one of the greatest ibtila is to waste time. This is one of the greatest ibtila, is to waste time. So whenever he saw anybody in ibtila, in tribulation, what did he say? Alhamdulillah alladhi afani mimma abtarakum bihi. Praise be to the one who has made me safe, has given me afia, has given me well-being, and not afflicted me or tried me or tested me with what he has tested you with. You don't say it out loud, you say it quietly. And when this is a dua that I repeat constantly when I'm, if I go anywhere outside, you know, and see the things you see outside, you have to say this dua, because there's so many tribulations. وَعَفَانِ مِمْ وَفَضَّلَنِي عَلَى كَثِيرًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ تَفْضِيلًا, and has preferred me so much over so much of his creation. Like, privilege is real. Privilege is real. There's all these people that are resentful of privilege. You're privileged. The Prophet was from Quraysh. You don't think Qurayshi had privilege being a Qurayshi? They were Ahlullah. The Arabs, all the Arabs respected them. The Quraysh had a special status even in Jahiliyyah. They were seen as Ahlullah. You didn't mess with Quraysh. In fact, even the name Quraysh, they were called Quraysh because the most fearful animal in the sea is the shark. So privilege is something from Allah. فَضَّلَكُمْ فَضَّلَ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ, he has privileged you, some over you, others. Why? As a test. It's a test. One, for the people that don't have that privilege, not to be resentful for they don't have it. And two, for the others to use it for good. If you have wealth, it's privilege. What do you use your wealth for? If you have intelligence, it's privilege. What do you use your intelligence for? These are all gifts from Allah. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ, we made some of you a tribulation for others. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah says, the ignorant one is a tribulation for the educated one. The educated one is a tribulation for the ignorant one. The rich is a trial for the poor. The poor are a trial for the rich. The black is a trial for the white. The white is a trial for the black. This is the reality of dunya. What are you going to do with it? Just being in America, you're privileged. Just being in this country, your passport, you can go places. People live in countries, they can't get out of those countries. They're just trapped. The definition of a free man in Arabic, يَتَصَرَّفُ يَتَحَرَّكُ حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. That's the definition of حُرِيَّة. In Arabic, the definition of freedom is the ability to go wherever you want. لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Don't be deluded by the fact that the kuffar can go wherever they want. مَتَعٌ قَلِيلٌ. This is just temporary. This is like the Mauritanian who asked me if there were flies in America. And I said, you know, we rarely suffer flies. In Mauritania, they suffer flies constantly. And he said, A'udhu billah, isti'jal al-ni'mah. He saw it as a negative thing. He said, no, they're getting Jannah in this world. One of the Salihin said, he was asked, مَا حِكْمَةُ الذُّبَابِ, what's the wisdom of the creation of the dhubab? It's لِيُؤْذِي الْجَبَابِرَةِ, to bother the tyrants. What's the name of Iblis? بَعَدْ ذُبَاب, Beelzebub. In English we say Beelzebub. بَعَدْ ذُبَاب, Lord of the Flies. It's one of the names of Iblis. So you're here seeking knowledge. Imam, it's attributed to Imam Shafi'i. Imam al-Juwayni mentions it. Many of the books mention this. He says, "Asikh or Akhi, لن تنال العلم إلا بستة سأنبيك عن تفصيلها ببياني." Oh my brother, or listen up, Asikh. Oh my brother, you will never achieve knowledge except with six things. You need six things to achieve knowledge. Let me explain and clarify what these things are. The ka'in or the ka'un. The ka'un wa hirsun wa iftiqarun wa bulghatun wa sohbatu ustadhan wa turu zamani wa talqinu ustadhan. So he says the first is the ka. What is the ka? In Arabic, the ka is related to fire. So the Arab, they say, ذَكَتَ النَّارْ اتَّقَدَتْ. The fire like lit up, ignited. So ذَكَى is a type of fire in the intelligence. And that's why they say, لَهُ شُعْلَتُ ذَكَأَهُ لَهُ شُعْلَتُ نَارْ. It's like he has a fire that ignites. So you tell a dhiki person something, they get it right away. Like fire, when you light a fire, it starts. The Arabs call the sun ذُكَى. The sun is dhuka. You see it in poetry. The sabah is ibnu dhuka, the son of the child of the sun, because the morning It's the sun that produces the morning. So zaka is a type of fire in the intelligence. It's something that, and that's why the ketu, the Arabs, when they, if you kill an animal, you say the ketu shah. Why? Because you're taking the fire of life out of it. You remove the fire of life. It becomes khamid. Khamid is one of the words for dead, which also means the fire is out. So this zakah that Allah has put into your heads, into your hearts, this zakah is a gift from Allah. But it lasts so long. It's a fire that's burning, and if you don't use it, it burns you. You either burn with it, or it burns you. It will consume you. If you don't guide that fire, and the thing about, see, Iblis is made out of fire because Iblis is unstable. Nar and Nur. See, Nar, it has Alif, Nar. So the Alif, you know, that's the arrogance. Fire is unstable. When you become arrogant, you're unstable. Nur, right? Nur. The wow is written, the head is over the line, but the rest of it's under the line. It's a humble letter. So Nur is a stable phenomenon. Fire is not stable. And that's why Dhaka is unstable if you don't use it properly. And it becomes Makar and Daha. It will become craftiness. That's what Aristotle said, excessive intelligence becomes craftiness. Because it's not guided by light. Nurun ala nur. The light of wahi on the light of the intellect. So dhaka'un. Wahirsun. What is hirs? Harisun alaykum. Covetous, solicitous for you. Hirs is to be concerned, to have aspiration, to have desire. You have to have desire. You can't gain knowledge without desire for knowledge. You have to love knowledge. And this love can grow in your hearts. It's not something that it grows. There's a delight in knowledge. In fact, the delight sometimes is so great you have to share it with somebody just because it's so amazing. You can find something that you didn't know that you know. You want to immediately go share it with somebody because it's so amazing. So you have to have hirs. If you don't have hirs, wiftiqarun, you have to have faqar. Faqar is one of the interesting words of the Arabic language. Fiqar is the back, you know. Dhul-fiqar. Faqar. Faqartuhu, like you can break somebody's back. Faqar has four meanings according to Raghib. One of them is just intense need. Right? Another is having no material possessions, like the faqir and the miskin, nama sadaqatu lil fuqara wal masakin. So the faqir is somebody who has no material possession. And then faqr is also sharah. It's like a disease in the heart where you're just you never feel satisfied. But that's about dunya. This iftiqar is the iftiqar that the Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma, O Allah, Allahumma aghnini bil iftiqari ilayka wa la tafqirni bil istighna'i anka. O Allah, impoverish me by making me enrich me by making me impoverished before you. And don't impoverish me by making me feel independent of you. That's real faqr, and that's why al-ghina ghina nafs. Al-ghina ghina nafs, which means iftiqar ila Allah, that you're content with what Allah gives you. That's why when Musa alayhi salam, he said that he was faqir, min khayrin faqir, from his Lord. Min khayrin faqir, to be impoverished. That's faqr, iftiqar. And then bulgha, in a riwayah, ghurba, you have to have. Bulgha is enough to get you somewhere. This is why Imam Shafi'i said, لو كلفت شراء بصلة ما تعلمت مسألة. If I had to worry about how much onions cost, I would have never learned anything. And that's why it's a great gift to feel economically free from concern while you study. It's a great gift. If you don't use that gift, it's a tragedy. And in the riwayah, ghurba means to be away, to leave your home. Because one of the things that will bring you down in your studies is family and friends. If you are always engaged and you can socialize, but the time will dissipate. And then you'll find out your 4 years are over. And what have you learned? What did you gain? And that's why it's important to use that time. It's good to have mudhakara and mudarasa, to be with people to study. But if you look where how they study in Sousse or in Mauritania, in these places, they're studying constantly. And partly because a lot of it is memorizing, because this culture doesn't have any consideration for memory. And yet memory, the word dars in Arabic, darastu al-ilma, I studied knowledge, it means abqaytu atharahu. Like what remains, darasat al-diyar. You know, darasat al-diyar, when you visit a place where people used to live, what remains are the durus, like it's just leftovers. It's the remnants. So knowledge is what remains. The dars, because there's a lot of knowledge given to you, but what do you actually get out of that knowledge? You can read the Alfiya of Ibn Malik, the whole thing. But what remains is what darasat. That's what remains. And hopefully the most important things remain. Because knowledge, لن تنال العلم. You'll never achieve all of knowledge. لا ولو حاول ألف سنة. Even if you have 1,000 years, you won't gain all the knowledge. So that's very important. And then he says, وَصَحْبَةُ أُسْتَاذًا أَوْ تَلْقِينُ أُسْتَاذًا. Teachers, some knowledges you can learn if you're educated, and much of learning is autodidactic. This is a fact. Much of learning comes from books and from what you study and read and all the, but you have to have the tools to study. If you don't have the tools to study, and then there's certain ulum that are very difficult that you have to have a teacher with. That's why Abu Hayyan al-Tawhidi, he said, يَظُنَّ الْغُمْرَ أَنَّ الْكُتُبَ تَهْدِي أَخَ فَهْمٍ لِيَدْرَاكَ الْعُلُومِ وَمَا يَدْرِيَ الْجُهُولُ بِأَنَّ فِيهَا غَوَامِضَ حَيِّرَتْ عَقْلَ الْفَهِمِ إِذَا رُمْتَ الْعُلُومِ بِغَيْرِ شَيْخٍ ضَلَلْتَ عَنِ السِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ وَلْتَلْتَبِسُ أُمُورَ عَلَيْكَ حَتَّى تَصِيرَ أَضَلَّ مِنْ تُومِ الْحَكِيمِ. He's saying, you know, the naive person thinks that books are enough. And he doesn't know that and he thinks his intellect is going to guide him in the books, and he doesn't know that in those books are ghawamid, obscure things, obfuscations, difficulties, that you need a scholar to open them, that they're the keys to knowledge. So that's very important, to have good teachers. And in the end of the day, like Ibn Abi Jamr said to Imam al-Abdari ibn Hajj, when he asked to study from him, he said, I'll only sit with you under one condition. He said, we're both students and Allah is our teacher. This is another level, because the Prophet said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَجَبَابَرَةَ الْعُلَمَ. Beware of tyrannical scholars. Humility is one of the most important qualities of a scholar. So what does that mean for a student of knowledge? If you're only a student of knowledge like we are, we're students of knowledge. All of us. In fact, لا يزال أحد يتعلم حتى يقول علمت فقد جهل. One of you will continue to learn until he says, I know, and then he becomes ignorant. وطول زماني. And that's the last of the six. A lot of time. May Allah give us the time that we need to learn what we need to learn and act on that knowledge. من عامل بما علم أورثه الله علم ما لم يعلم. Whoever acts according to his knowledge, Allah will give him knowledge that he did not know. Alhamdulillah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Alhamdulillah, these are hot days. The fire is much hotter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, to make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. There's a lot of suffering that's been going on. And the dhulm, the clear dhulm, the dhulm that even people that were blinded before can now see, is it can't continue indefinitely. Allah brings an end to dhulm by its very nature. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walau ba'da heen, we believe in Allah, and we believe that this dunya is a temporal thing. It doesn't last forever. The people that are gone from this conflict are, inshallah, in a much better place. And then the people, all the people that have been left behind, may Allah make it easy for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us whatever capacities we have to do something. There are a lot of places right now in the Muslim world where we have more refugees than any other community on the planet. For whatever reasons, you know, the afflictions of this time are amazing for this ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, "Inna ummati ummatun marhuma, ju'ila adhabuha fid dunya al-qatl wal-fitn wal-zalazil." My ummah is a ummah that the rahmah of Allah is on it. He said, whatever punishment they get it in this world. So when you understand that, you might see these things in a different perspective, because the sins of our ummah are great. You know, people get upset if you bring these up. Don't get angry at the doctor if he tells you you're not feeling well because you have diabetes or you're eating too much sugar. You know, don't get angry at the doctor if he tells you you're fat and you need to lose some weight. You know, and if the scholars aren't doctors, then what are they? They're supposed to be healers of the society. They shouldn't be telling people what they want to hear. They should be telling people what they need to hear. But it's important that we remember these people in our dua, and also to study the issue, like to understand it. So many of our community, they don't know anything about, they don't know the history. How do you defend something if you don't have knowledge to defend it? Just to study it, to learn it, to learn these issues, it's important. May Allah make it easy. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all of our sins, all of our shortcomings, all of our stupidities, all of our inabilities in this time. The Prophet ﷺ said that in these latter days, the believers would be like al-ajiz, you know, the helpless people. When mu'min al-qawi khayrun wa ahabu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if wa fi kullin khayr. You know, a strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than a weak believer, but in both is good. So even if we're weak, we have to ask, inshallah, for that good. But that good comes from learning and study. And I want to finish this last thing about this, particularly for the students that are coming in, this incoming class. Use your time. People have come through this program, and at the end of the program, you know, they got through the program, but not always did they take advantage of what was here. So that's up to you. There's nobody in here that doesn't have those six things. Everybody here, you all have dhaka. There's nobody here. You couldn't have gotten into the program if you didn't have some level of dhaka. And dhaka is something that grows also. In fact, in Arabic, the mudhaki, the horse, you know, the Arabs say, jar al-mudhakiyat ghilab. You know, the mudhaki horse is 7 years old. So that's when they're the strongest. At five, they have all their teeth. At seven, they're the strongest. They race better than any horses. So the race of the mudhakiyat, they're the best ones. So dhaka grows, and that's why an old person, they say ذَكَّ الرَّجُلُ يَعْنِيَ سَنَّ فَنَّمَ ذَكَاؤُهُ مِنَ التَّجَارُ. Like from so much life experience, they've become intelligent. So just recognize that you'll have futuhat, inshallah. Allah will give you futuhat. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam tasliman kathira, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim. اللهم يا رب اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم خفف عنا وخفف عن المسلمين حيثما حلوا. اللهم بارك فيهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ردنا إلى ديننا مردا جميلا. اللهم أصلح شبابنا. اللهم أصلح فتياتنا. اللهم بارك فيهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل الهمة في قلوبهم للعبادة وللعلم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل هذا المكان آمنا في الدنيا والآخرة يا الله. اللهم اجعل هذا المكان آمنا يا الله. اللهم اجعله آمنا يا الله. اللهم اجعل نيته صالحة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم بارك في القائمين عليها يا الله. اللهم بارك في أساتذتنا وفي طلابنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم بارك في كل من سعى لخيرها يا الله. يا رب العالمين نسألك أن توفق المسلمين حيثما حلوا وحيث كانوا. اللهم كل من كان يعاني في سبيلك Allahumma as'afu ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma as'afu ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma at'am al-jai' minna. Allahumma ahyi al-mayyit minna quluban wa qawaliba ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma ya Allah ighfir lana warhamna wa tub 'alaina innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما كثيرا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آله سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم إنك قلت إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر وبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة لذكري.